It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush,
Part 1.
Men, 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 manly men, 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 manly men, men, men.
Men, 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 manly men.
Vox Radio RX 93.1. And good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Okay, so it is a Monday. Well, a holiday Monday for kids. I mean, people going to school.
Right.
But there is work. And according to the MMDA, there will be number coding today. Yeah, so unfortunately. But for now, it is what it is. We have work. And
it's holiday for half of the pop. Well, not the month. But you know what I mean.
And a lot of the sections of EDSA will be closed for the festivities.
Oh, for the festivities.
Yeah. We'll try to get into the
shrine.
Yeah.
Sorry, and then the one near Corinthians.
Yes.
Yeah.
We'll try to get the actual
spot
so that we can tell you about it. But it's safe to say EDSA will be a good place to avoid.
Oh, man.
At this point.
Oh, man.
Right?
But anyway,
it is a Monday for everybody else, well, aside from the students. So, good morning. We'll try to entertain you guys as best as we could. We'll give you the topic in a bit.
Okay.
Okay, we're just, well, actually, I am having some internet issues, but hopefully we get to you know, fix things.
All right, so let's just go on to the song first. Something from Cassidy Pope. It is a remake of Natalie Imbruglia. Is it a classic now?
Yes, it is.
Natalie Imbruglia classic.
You can call it that.
Here's Torn on RX 93.1. Hello, Gladys Monster, RX 93.1. Alanis Morissette with a song called Receive. She's sounding a lot happier now. It's not one of those spiteful songs that she, was discovered.
But that could be the problem.
Yeah.
You know?
That's exactly why people are scared of the whole Adele being happy thing. And they'd rather that she's sad so she can still make great music.
Because the songs just won't be the same when they're happy. All right, so we've got our first news bit for today. And, okay. We've got news on MC Hammer, believe it or not.
Okay.
So, beloved rapper and entertainer MC Hammer was arrested in California for obstructing and resisting a police officer, but claimed via Twitter that he was a victim of racial profiling. Shortly after his release from the Santa Rita jail, the You Can't Touch This rapper, 50, tweeted his take on the incident. And this is his actual tweet. Chubby Elvis looking dude was tapping on my car window. I rolled down the window and he said, "Are you on parole or probation?" And while I was handing him my ID, he reached in my car and tried to pull me out the car, but forgot he was on a steady donut diet. And well, according to TMZ, the Dublin, California,
yeah,
police department has yet to release a statement about the arrest. It was comical to me until he pulled out his guns, blew his whistle, and yelled for help. But make no mistake, he's dangerous. Only thing more dangerous than a scared man with a gun is a scared man with an agenda, a gun, and a badge. I was cited for obstruction.
That's weird. Well, if it really happened that way, the way he told it, then that's something else.
Yeah. I mean, like, if he actually wasn't doing anything.
Yeah.
And he was just for being a black man, he was asked if he was on parole. That is racial profiling.
That's true.
But of course, this is his version.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
I wonder if there's an actual way to figure out what happened.
Well,
CCTV, maybe.
But the cars, the police cars in the U.S. have cameras, right?
Yeah, but that's only if the car was, you know, videoing
what was
going on
inside.
But
isn't it a must? I think if they're patrolling, they have to. Because remember
cops,
the world's
the reality shows,
yeah.
And yeah,
it's always turned on. So at the very least, you'll be able to see at least how the. But you know, but he's also like.
So para ikaw lang pala always turned on.
Well, yeah. No, but he was insulting the police officer as well. He called the police officer fat.
Chubby Elvis looking dude.
Diba? So,
but maybe the only reason he's doing that is because the police officer did that to him.
Well, yeah.
Sabi nga niya, diba? You can't touch this.
Right.
And, well, the police officer did.
Okay, so it is also Oscar Monday.
Oh, wow.
Today, I mean, it will be the Oscars in a couple of hours. We will give you the top 10 topic in a couple of minutes.
Okay.
All right, and we're just fixing everything. Just some hacker problems. Trying to fix...
But don't tell anyone.
I know.
Giving them an opening.
Because I put my password, which, oh. is,
which is blah, 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 blah.
So here we go. Let's just, we'll get back to you next hour with more entertainment updates. But for now, you're still on The Morning Rush with your Kike Barkada. Only here on Manila's hottest Monster Radio, RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Morning Rush Top 10.
Men, 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 manly men, 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 manly men, men, men,
men, men, men, manly men.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. And okay, we finally got things fixed, and hopefully it stays fixed. All right, we've got our top 10 for today. We are looking for the top 10 funny awards.
Funny awards.
Because it is Oscar Day today.
Like best in chubbiness.
Exactly. No, thank you to Four Rene Boy for suggesting this. For example, the example he gave was best in story editing. Yung kapitbahay naming chismosa.
Right.
You know how they edit?
You know how, like, yeah, they blow things out of proportion, yeah, or they leave themselves out of it.
And other possible awards would be best in sofa. Si Mahal.
Huh?
Best in sofa.
Why?
Magaling siyang sumofa. Yung humiga sa sofa. Kasi because, you know, she's not, I mean, she's very short.
Really?
So
that's an award?
Kasyang-kasya siya.
Really?
Eh.
That's an award? Uh-oh. You should get an award.
Meron pa.
Oh, best in tawid.
Best in tawid.
Oh, no.
Chico Garcia.
Right.
Meron din, best in paasa. Crush ko.
Nox!
Di ba?
Alright, so
dahil
I'm guessing...
Dahil ang galing niyang magpaasa.
I'm guessing a lot of people can already see where this is going.
Di ba?
Alright.
So invent your award. You think awards... You know, you can specify an award for whom? Mm. Like, kunyari, a celebrity or somebody you know.
Right.
Yeah, like yun, crush ko. Diba? You don't have to name them.
Yeah.
So if you want to join us for today, just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Just make sure you include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Funny Awards.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Let's just jump into, since we missed one batch,
right,
into the top 10 funny awards. That's what we're doing today. So to give you an idea of what we're looking for, here are some entries. Starting off with mashed plutonium, best in international friendliness. Delamar. Best in international relations.
International relations.
International
with certain nation.
Actually, that's
with one
true
nation lang. Actually, you know what? I think Dell would make a great ambassador.
I must agree.
Right?
I must agree.
She would be the she would literally charm her way, like,
to the other ambassadors.
To the hearts of the other ambassadors.
Diba, it's ambassador to ambassador.
Oh, nga, no?
Diba, it's always them, diba, talking. Like, on behalf of their country.
We could have world peace.
Ah, for sure. Parang world love.
World love day.
Parang world peace, world love. Something similar from Crypto Verbalist. The Phil American Friendship Award. Remember, it doesn't have to be like just best in this.
Yeah.
It can also be like a negative award.
A negative award,
like,
yeah.
Worst in ganyan.
Like the Razzles. Razzles?
Razzies.
Razzies.
The Razzies. Oh, yeah, that's true.
Nice.
Dine Girl says, the Kermit the Frog Award. Para sa mga etuserang palak. And
kumawa naman si Kermit. Parang he's such an upstanding frog.
Well, tapos, only here in the Philippines.
Oh, I guess that's true.
Kittredge says, worst eco-friendly award para sa mga plastic. Kasi best in eco-friendly, edi yung mga,
edi,
you know.
Hindi ka plastic. You're green. Oh, ikaw.
Oh, yun.
Pwede ka.
Ako yung best.
This is a double-sided sword. Double-edged sword.
Yeah?
The
best in...
What is it?
Greenness?
No. Eco-friendly award. Uh-oh. The eco-friendly award means... best in eco-friendly award, diba? So, uh-oh, hindi ka plastic, pero green ka.
Pero green ka. Uh-oh. So, mamili ka na lang.
Uh-oh.
Guy Mark X says, the copy-paste award. Yung mga mahilig mangopya ng tweet or post without permission. Marami makilala akong ganyan. Yung, sometimes they don't copy-paste. They reword it,
but the same
thought
thing
is yours, yeah, and you're sure that, yeah, that came from you. Kasi kanyari kaka-post mo lang, tapos let's say an hour or 2 hours after, magpa-post sila. Mm. And it's not a generic tweet. It's a very, like, it's very specific.
It's a very specific thing. It's a very specific thought.
Tapos makikita mo biglang reword nila, tapos pinost nila. Camilo
so
says...
So dapat pag ganun, you just can it na lang.
Hindi eh. You don't let it out.
You just can it.
No, you don't.
You can it until a better time and day.
No. Not really. Camilo says, best director, yung mga boyfriend na ng mamando at kinokontrol ang bawat kilos mo. Like a director.
Yeah.
Ito suot mo.
Ito yung gawin mo.
Masyadong sexy yan.
Huwag ka lumabas. Ito.
Also from Camilo, best in costume design. Yung kapitbahay namin na kontodo makeup at kontodo porma ay mamamalengke lang naman. So parang costume, best in costume design.
Naka-costume sila for the market.
Kasi hindi bagay doon eh.
Trip na yan eh.
Ibabagayan mo, alam naman naka-gown ka,
mamamalengke. Hindi, tsaka malay mo. Hindi. Kunwari, paano kung meron siyang boylet na nandun?
Ay, hindi. Paano kunyari yung ano, yung, like my niece.
Mm.
She went to the house to get something and then okay. I was like, oh, where are you headed off?
Oh.
He goes, ah, mamamalengke. Ah, really? Where are you going? Sa Santis.
Ayun.
Ayun.
Parang ikaw lang pala yun eh.
And I was
kaya
like,
naman pala.
You don't call that palengke. You don't say, I'm mamamalengke and then you're going to Santis.
You want to talk. You've never even been to a palengke.
Hello. Yes, I have.
When?
Before.
How many times in your life?
A lot.
Busu?
Not a lot, but a lot.
Okay, a lot meaning mga twice.
No, you know, 5 times.
Wow, that's
no,
a lot.
No, sometimes I'd go with my mom. The farmers, hello. And really palengke, ha? Yeah, farmers market. The real one, the wet market.
Not the mall.
No.
Kasi may mall na farmers market eh.
I know the difference. Farmers market, not farmers.
Been to the market
mall.
Na, no? Where? Farmers. You know, the one near Araneta.
No. Well, the one near Araneta, pero it's called Farmers Market. The wet market.
Not the mall.
The one that smells like blood.
Okay. And, akala ko, tipo, I went to the market na hello every Saturday and Sunday.
Hello, market, at Salcedo. Did you go market? Midnight Chris says, best in EDSA traffic. Yung mga hindi makamove on sa past relationships. Di ba pag nasa EDSA ka,
hindi
ka
makamove on. No?
Mash Plutonium says, best pedestrian ever.
Chico magaling tumawin.
Midnight Chris says, best in video recording and cinematography. Yung mga nagsa-scandal video. Minsan di nga magaling.
Actually, ang gulo-gulo ng camera, gulo ng angle.
Hindi siya, hindi makita yung mukha.
Oo eh. So parang what's the point?
Oo.
Kasi syempre, in an art film, you want to be able to see the facial expressions.
Syempre. Yeah. Kasi para makita mo yung acting, di ba?
Oo. No.
Bababa Bambin says, best in making me smile. Yung crush ko.
Nooks.
Pero di ba, sometimes you find yourself smiling.
Yeah.
Just because you thought of your crush. Oh, yun. Yeah. Smile si Gino. Napatingin sa ceiling sabay smile.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ako si Pokong
pero,
says...
Pero teka, nakasmile ka rin eh. Tapos nakatingin ka sa akin.
Ay! Patay tayo
dyan. Patay tayo dyan.
Para yung mga mahuhulog ka sa hagdan. Tapos mahuhulog ako sa'yo eh. Nax. Ako si Poklong says, best supporting actress. Alam mo yung mga nanggagatong pag may nag-aaway?
Yeah.
Hindi sila yung
nag-aaway.
Hindi
naman sila directly involved. Pero dadagdag sila.
Kasama sila kasi nanggagatong sila. So
parang,
supporting actress.
Kunwari ngayon, like let's just say may away ako with Del. Tapos sasabihin ko, ay nako yan talaga si Del. Ganyan. Tapos ikaw susumbat ka na parang,
ay nako ganyan talaga.
Ay oo, ganyan talaga ugali.
Pero pagkausap ko si Del, tapos nagre-reklamo naman siya about you. Ako, ay nako ganyan talaga si Gino. Best supporting actress.
Pero ang problema dun, pag kami naman ni nila nag-uusap, ganun din kami sa'yo. Ay naku, ganyan talaga.
Parang morning rush lang. Crypto Verbalist says, best achievement in acidic levels, Madam Aurin.
Sobrang acid kasi.
And the top. And then one last. Coco Hernandez says, best actress. Yung mga namamalimos, pero alam mo namang may kaya. Mm. Diba? Like, yeah.
You just know that they
don't really need a handout.
Yeah.
And the top funny award comes from Jaiho Pamiho.
Jaiho Pamiho says,
brings out the best in me goes to you.
Brings out the best in me award.
Best in me award goes to you.
You.
All right, so the top 10 funny awards. You can, like, no limits.
Yeah.
Regardless of whether it's a positive award, a negative award, you can.
May limit naman. Dapat award siya.
Dapat award siya. Mm. Pero, I mean, like, it can be as long as you want, the award, okay, or a short. Basta bahala kayo. If you want to join us, key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Just make sure you include #TheMorningRush and #FunnyAwards in all your tweets.
Hey, can we just invite everyone to get a copy of Inside Showbiz Magazine?
Yes. Have you seen it?
It's so nice.
Let's buy it.
I have it at home. It's like a...
What? At home. How will I see it?
Hindi, bumili ka ng sarili mong copy.
Hindi lang isa.
Oh. Alibay no, because it's like a 5 to 6 page spread.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Apparently, there's like a Reed and Cooper's there.
I wanna see.
If you're not gonna buy it for us, buy it for Cooper.
I know.
Ganun na lang. But yeah, please check it out. It's the March issue. Mm-hmm. It's got, well, we're on the cover on the lower right side.
Wow.
Pretty cool.
Wow.
Pretty cool.
I wanna check it out. Sana pala when you went down for coffee, nagpabili na ako. Di ba you can get those in like convenience stores?
I think so.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right.
There you go.
Did I wrap it up?
Yeah, I think you did.
I did.
All right.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush.
Part 2.
La 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 la.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monster Ready, RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today, courtesy of For Rennie Boy. Thank you for suggesting this. The Top 10 Funny Awards. Let's start off with Ellis Dominique. Most Outstanding Performance. Si Pablo.
So good job.
Good job.
Good job, Pablo.
Good job. Okay, you did a really great job.
Ay, nako.
And Kittridge says...
Grabe talaga itong si Pablo.
Grabe talaga. Pero good job eh.
He's such a hard worker kasi.
Mm.
You know, he keeps on doing jobs left and right.
He's got a good head on his shoulders.
Yeah. He's very firm with his beliefs.
Mm.
He's very, parang he's very persistent.
That's right.
Yeah.
He doesn't, you know, when he's given a chance, he doesn't blow it.
Yeah.
He makes sure that he delivers.
Not at all. Like, if there's like an impenetrable wall, he goes ahead and penetrates through it.
That is right.
That's just how he is. Mm. Persevering.
The spurts of genius.
Very headstrong.
He just really, like, he really knows, diba?
Exactly. Mm-mm. And, you know, just when you thought it was over, you know, he goes at it again.
And all that, he's just the, yung a doorman. Mm. Yung nagbubukas na ng pinto, tapos pagpaalis na, okay, come again. Yung lang ginagawa niya, pero talaga, ang galing.
Tapos parang...
Ang galing.
Grabe. Akala mo yun na yung peak ng performance. Pero that's not even the climax of his performance.
No, not at all.
Because he keeps on just persevering. But I mean, ay, nako, grabe, si Pablo.
Dapat talaga award yan eh.
He deserves a huge pat on the back.
That's right. Okay. God. And, Kittridge says, na stroke award. Para dun sa mga pasaherong ayaw gumalaw o umurong para sa ibang pasahero.
Yeah.
Yung nakaupo na sila sa and they refuse to move.
I don't know what their problem is sometimes. Like, I remember when I used to commute, I would really just... Parang, really? What are you gonna do? Like, you're not gonna move?
Yeah, you're just gonna stay here.
Tapos, alam mo yung nagsisiksika na talaga, pero naka yung paside na upo.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Yeah. No, kasi the others, they just... parang eh, they'll wriggle their way. Bahala ka.
Yeah.
You know, so
obviously your... you don't want to encroach on their personal space naman. So parang
no, most wouldn't care.
Yeah, but that's the thing.
They will sit on the chair even if you're sitting sideways. Talagang ina-nudge ka nila para makaupo sila.
Eh, kasi naman dapat people should just know that they're not supposed. I really didn't like that whole sitting sideways thing. And yeah, like
at saka yung mga ano, sa lalaki naman complain ng mga babae nakabuka ka while sitting down. Because that also takes up a lot of space.
Yeah, I mean obviously, but then again I see a lot more people sitting yung paside.
Paside.
Kasi parang nakaskirt sila or whatever. So parang alam mo naman mag-jeep ka. Dala ka ng blazer or something to cover yourself up.
Yeah, I guess. Yan din ang problema ko nung nagko-commute ako.
Kasi parati ka nakaskirt.
Oo.
Nangiya ka.
Tsaka, siyempre, gusto mo siyempre medyo maikli. Yung uniform namin
na. Ito ka na naman.
Ginugupit ko para above the knee. Pero nagagalit yung mga...
para makita yung legs mong okay, ganda.
Oo. Dine Girl says, the Big Bad Wolf Award. Para sa mga taong mahahangin, I nominate Gina Boy.
Kala ko magaling... mag-huff and puff.
Yun nga. And blow your house down.
Kasi
yun nga.
They huff kaya mahangin and puff. Eh. And blow your house down. Ay, so kung magaling ka dun, diba? Like let's just say, you're blowing the candles on a birthday cake. Not everybody can, like let's just say, ikaw, ano ka na ba, 75? So 75 candles yun, diba?
Whatever. Whatever.
You know, as you get older, dumadami yung candles. Not everybody can just do that in one go.
So what you need is somebody to blow it for you.
Yeah. Somebody who's really
stronger
good.
Lungs.
Oh.
Bababa Bambin says, the Ulirang Load Provider Award. Doesn't matter who gets this. We all know that there is such an award. The Ulirang Load Provider Award. Camilo says, best in makeup effects. Kasi biro mo, from unggoy to almost tao. Ang galing. Cristiano Reynaldo says, best in effortlessly annoying makita pa lang kita nangangati na ang kamay kong sa pakin mukha mong hugis takong award.
Grabe.
Obviously, walang name.
Uh-oh.
This is cute. Dine Girl says, the Rapunzel Award. Mm. For mga girls na maraming nagkakagusto. Kasi ang haba ng
anong
hair
mo.
Nila.
Ay, nako. You know who's haba hair?
Who?
Si Sarah over the weekend.
Oh, why?
She was tweeting with Daniel Matsunaga.
No!
Yes!
I saw, but Rapunzel?
Diba, so she was tweeting with him. So I tweeted her na parang, Sarah, ayusin mo yung buhok mo kasi umaabot dito sa Pasig.
Hanggang Pasig abot?
Hanggang Pasig umaabot eh. Pero kasalukuyang umaabot na daw ng antipolo.
Nagta-travel talaga.
Nagta-travel. It gets longer and longer as the day goes by.
And then, Unica Maldita says, best in BFF awards. Yung mga artista na natali na lang sa BFF roles like forever. They're always the best friend of the bida. They're never the bida. They're always the best friend.
Yeah.
Pero some ano ah, they transcend that. Like Eugene Domingo.
That's true.
She used to always be like the sidekick of Ai Ai de las Alas.
Yeah.
And then now look at her. You know, she headlines movies herself.
Who else pa? I'm trying to think pa.
Yung laging ano lang sila noon, parang the sidekick. Best friend, the sidekick. Well, if you think about it, sila ano? Like diba sila Rene Requestas? He started out like he was the sidekick of Joey De Leon.
Was it Marian Rivera also?
No, Marian was like lead agad eh.
Hello.
No, because like in ano, diba? Marimar?
Before that.
Ah, really?
Yeah.
Pero that was
her
breakout
role. If I remember correctly, when... No, but she was already with the talent centers.
Oh.
And she was already on TV.
Okay. Hindi, pero more of like yung kilala na sila pero only as
The sidekick.
Kasi syempre with the young ones they really start off with supporting roles pero alam mo yung sobrang when you think of the best, like I just don't wanna mention the names pero like if I mention this role, the best friend of
Winnie
the
Vida with Randy Santiago.
Right diba. And Uisi Jerome says Exit King Award. Yung mga taong magaling umexit pag oras na ng bayaran.
Right. Yung biglang magbabanyo.
Biglang magbabanyo or aalis.
Or aalis mga, may mag-yosi. Mga utak eh, mga 20 minutes before kukunin yung bill. Aalis na yan.
At saka yung mga, I have to go eh. I have to go early. Oh, ito na yung bayad ko. So magbababa ng money. And you know it's kulang.
Kulang. Yeah, but how do you say
pero,
that, no?
Pero wala pa kayong bill.
Yeah.
So, di ba?
You can't naman say na, no?
At saka yung ano, yung... I find it a little weird. Mm. When, oh, kunyari, you're all out.
Okay.
Tapos yung, alam mo yung hindi kayo nag-individual orders.
Right.
So, everybody basically just plops all the
yeah.
orders there and... Ang the general knowledge is hati-hati kayo.
Hati-hati, yeah.
Regardless of who ate more yeah. and whatever. Tapos biglang may magbibigay ng kulang tapos sabi niya, hindi naman ako kumain ng ganyan eh.
Yeah,
it's kind of weird.
It's kind of weird.
I mean,
parang,
may point naman.
Oh.
But you're like thinking, but isn't that the point? Like, I'm sure there are also other people who didn't eat from
the other dishes or whatever.
And it's hard to compute once you start doing it that way.
Well, so I don't know. Some people just have like... You'll really see the difference, like how different people can be once it comes to money.
Yeah.
That's really like...
Because I remember that. It happened once and everyone's like, that's kind of...
Yeah.
So how do we...
Or yung mag-group order muna kayo, di ba? Parang, oh, order this, order that. Tapos biglang pagbayaran na, kunwari, alis na maaga, sabihin niya, oh, ito yung bayad ko sa akin, yung sa dish ko.
Right. There.
I thought, hati lahat. Diba? Mm.
And
sometimes...
And can you imagine the horror, lalo yung mga tulad... ko na ang hina sa math.
Mm.
Can you imagine kung lima yung in-order natin?
Oh.
Sabihin niya, I won't pay for the ano kasi hindi ka kumain. So, four ulams divided
kanin,
by
and ano,
seven, pero the fifth ulam divided by six.
By, ano,
parang weird. Ang gulo-gulo nun.
So, some people forget to leave for like VAT,
yeah.
service
yes.
charge, and whatever.
Yes. Shivana says, the Pasas Award. Pasas Raisins.
Okay.
The Pasas Award para sa mga empleyadong sobrang sipag that they deserve a raise in pay. His eyes rolled back to the top of his head. Chenong says, worst letter of the alphabet award. X. No. LS Dominique says, most may pinaghuhugutan award. It's a tie. Adele and Taylor Swift. Alam mo may pinaghuhugutan.
Pero mas ramdam mo lang yung kay Adele.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Camilo says, best short film para sa mga relasyon nating tumagal lang ng isang gabi.
Oh.
And also from Camilo, best lighting. Ang panalo sa best lighting, yung noomong oily na talo pa ang spotlight ng studio.
Grabe.
Kawawa
sa manok.
And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 funny awards comes from Coco Hernandez.
Coco Hernandez says,
best in everything that you can think of. Maria Regina Jenny Gilmanyo.
Maria Regina Cristina Jenny Gilmanyo.
Cristina Jenny Gilmanyo.
Kasi kahit anong
award, oy, sa kanya ba pupunta?
It's the return.
She hasn't
popped up in a while.
I mean, she's been booted out by Mahal.
Mahal. Yeah.
And minsan Madam Auring.
And Anita Linda.
And Anita Linda. Yeah. All right, so if you want to join us for the top 10 funny awards, it is Oscar morning today. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Funny Awards in all your tweets.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX93.1.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Natalo ka dun, ha? Bali birdie.
Hindi, actually may naisip ako. I just couldn't think of which singer sang that song.
What?
Shake your bali bali dancer.
Ay,
sino
ako.
Nga ba yun?
Body dancer.
Who sang that song?
I have no idea.
See, that's why. I thought about it and I was like, damn it. Can't think of the singer.
Anyway. Okay, so the top 10 for today is courtesy of...
Maricel Soriano.
Maricel Soriano.
It's courtesy of Maricel Soriano.
Ang daling mataranta. Not Maricel Soriano.
It's the courtesy of Maricel Soriano. Maricel Soriano. It's oh my god.
It's courtesy of Warren and I.
You're like, ano, you're like Ron Burgundy.
What?
In Anchorman. Now, whatever you put in the prompter, you'll read it word for word. Somebody made the mistake of putting a question mark instead of a period. Good evening, San Diego. You're like him.
Oh, it's courtesy no.
of Maricel Soriano.
Eh, kasi bigla ka nagpapatin eh.
No.
Nagulat tuloy ako. I was halfway like, our top 10 courtesy of Maricel Soriano.
Maricel Soriano.
Courtesy of Ford and a boy. The top 10 funny awards. At saka hindi si Marcel Soriano yung kumanta, no?
Siya yung sumayaw.
She was dancing to it. But she didn't sing it.
Ganun na rin yun.
No.
That's what made their... That's what made the song popular here.
Whatever.
Uh-oh.
Let's start off with the Pabiligay. The Rockstar Award. Yung mga martyr sa pag-ibig. Bakit rockstar? Kasi ang sarap pukpukin ng bato sa ulo. Just to wake them up.
Just to wake
them up. Just to get
them
out of it.
A couple of people I can think of.
Camilo says, Best Actor Award. Mm. Me. Kasi diba, napaniwala kitang I care about you.
Nox. Pero sakit nun, ha?
Diba?
Wow.
Ako si Poklong says, Best Picture, Wacky Division. Picture as in literal. photo. Chenong says, Astronaut of the Year. Yung mga nakikipag-break na kung makahingi ng space, wagas. Kaya astronaut. Chenong says, most epal letters. Lahat ng letra from J to T. Kasi namamagitan sila between you and I.
Nux!
Mactress Person says, Lifetime Achievement Award for you. Dahil sa panghabang buhay mong pagpapaasa na magiging tayong dalawa.
Wow. Naramdaman ko yung sakit na.
Yeah, di ba? Shivana says, The Bin Laden Award. Para dun sa mga may utang, pero daig pa si Bin Laden makapagtago. Pagsisingilin mo na.
Yung hindi mo mahagilap.
Hindi mo mahagilap. Coco Hernandez says, Kapit Mga Kapatid Award. Yung mga toes sa paa na todo kapit sa mga strappy sandals. Yung dun sa dulo.
Yung sa dulo na. Yung nag-overflow na sa shoes.
Mukha na siyang talons of a bird
I really
of prey.
I really get like...
Turned off.
Yeah, with it. It usually happens kasi when you're wearing really high heels.
Tapos
diba?
Pag very bony toes.
Yeah.
Yung naka-ano talaga.
Because diba, that usually happens when you're wearing really high heels. Because I mean, obviously, gravity doesn't work.
You're being pushed down. Diba?
Gravity does its work. So... It's just...
Pero, it's a badly constructed shoe.
Shoe.
Kasi the really good constructed shoe, doesn't matter how steep it is.
Yeah.
You're hindi nagwa-waterfalls. Tapos ka din nagwa-waterfalls. Kasi yung toes mo parang nagwa-waterfalls.
Kapit na kapit eh.
And speaking of kapit, Rosberry says, The Monkey Bars Award.
Okay.
Yung mga pangit na clingy. Kasi diba monkey, tapos nakakapit kasi sa mga bars. Also, Mad Matt Mark says, Best in a Martyred Role. Ako. Ako na lang parati ang nasasaktan. Pero okay lang dahil mahal kita. Mash Plutonium says, Best Mama in the World. Yung office mate ko. Kasi mama galing at mamarunong palagi.
Mamaganda pa.
Kittredge says,
Mama namang mama.
Ginoong Santolan. Huh? Yung mga lalaking mahilig mag-tuck-in. Yung laging mahilig na nakatuck-in. Kaya, yun.
Bakit Santolan?
Kasi, dun sa area na yun.
Ayun.
Nahagip. Nasaga sa anong pison. Hindi, kasi sa Santolan, maraming mga binatilyo dun na...
Binatilyo! Oh my God! 90s ko pa na rin yun. Alam mo, ano, in what kind of sentence I would hear the term binatilyo?
What?
O, tingnan mo yung mga binatilyo na yan. Naglalakwatsa na naman sa may quad.
Oh my God! No, there's another word for lakwatsa. Wait.
La mierda?
Oo, la mierda
yata.
La mierda. Meron pa yata eh. Basta.
Yung mga tipong ano, tingnan mo yung mga binatilyo na yan, maglalakwatsa na naman sa quad. Tapos pagkatapos, didisco.
Magdidisco. Tapos hindi man lang nagpumada. Hindi man lang nagpumada, Man, di ba magdidisco ka, hindi ka nakapumada?
Diba? Paano tapos yun? Delikado pa yan kasi uuwi ng lasing. Paano na yung mga wheels nila?
Mga wheels! Na hiniram lang kay Airpat. Jaiho Pamiho says, best panghilod. Do you even know what a panghilod is?
Pang massage?
Yung stone.
Ah, yung stone. Yeah.
Pumice.
Na parang ano.
A pumice stone.
It's panghilod. A loofah substitute.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Jaiho Pamiho says, best panghilod goes to my crush's heart. Kasi pusong bato.
Nox!
Kasi bato talaga yun. Just
yeah, it's an actual stone.
Basta not those rough stones. It has to be the smooth stone.
Na parang bilog na stone.
And the top. Funny award comes from, it's a tie. Coco Hernandez and Ako Si Poklong.
They both say.
Best, parang nag-ano eh, parang nag-Miss Universe. Mm. Pero for birds. Mm-hmm. So best bird. Si Ako Si Poklong says, these are actual birds ah. Mm-hmm. Masked booby.
Huh?
Masked booby. Booby is a bird. Masked.
Masked booby. Booby. So parang masquerade. Mask.
Yeah. Oh, kasi meron siyang parang mask.
Okay.
The bird actually. Okay. It's an ocean bird.
Okay.
And there's the white fronted tit. That's a bird. That's an actual bird. You can Google it.
Yep. Parang I'm scared to Google it.
And
or maybe I'm not. Let's Google it.
White fronted.
White
tit.
Fronted.
Parang a tit willow.
I've never heard of a tit willow.
Yeah, meron din. A tit willow.
Okay.
Diba?
Ayan, it's a blackbird.
Exactly. And then there's the
how ironic.
And then there's the yellowish. Gina boy, nanlalaba yung mata ko eh. Could you read this lang? Yellowish.
Ay, nako.
Please read it, please. Yellowish. Napuwing ako eh. So I can't read it eh.
I can't.
That's an actual bird.
Bulbul.
Google it.
Huh? Bulbul.
Yes. Diba?
Yellowish.
Bulbul.
Walang yaka. Dinamay mo pa ako.
It's true. It's totoo naman eh. Oh, sige, Google it. Please, Google it.
Ako, teka
That is an actual bird. Ano ba? You're so, ano, you're so...
I'm crying.
And yun yung mga kay Ako Si Poklong.
What is it? So it's a yellow what?
Yellowish. Ay, pero meron din Philippine, honest. Philippine that.
Ay, serious. Philippine what?
Balbal. Yes, it is true. Google it
what
kasi.
What color?
It's yellowish maybe. Hindi, parang sa atin yata medyo brownish. It's true. Gino boy, I challenge you. Type it. No, promise.
Dara na dun sa yellowish.
Promise.
Wala kinakabahan ako sa yellowish.
Just type it. Yellowish. Ano? Huwag ka matakot.
Kulay yellow nga siya.
Oh, di ba? That's what I'm saying. Oh, type mo Philippine.
Ayoko.
Go. Meron yan, alam ko.
Kung wala.
Meron.
Meron brown.
Oh, kita mo? Sa, alam mo, grabe ka ha. These are like scientific, not even scientific names. These are the actual species.
I know. It's just I'm scared kasi to Google birds eh. And, I'm scared of what comes up.
And the top.
Usually I'm not prepared.
And the other one from Coco Hernandez. Ito yung mga entries niya Ako Si Poklong.
Uh-oh.
Si Coco Hernandez, may ibang version siya.
Hindi pa tapos to. Wait lang, hindi pa matapos to.
Hindi, yung best bird nga.
Okay.
The ano? The swallow. The parang swift yun eh. The swift and the swallow.
Or parang ano? Meron din kasing ano eh. Kunwari, like, you know the... I don't know if you remember. There's this, ano... There's this one scene.
Parang kanina
na. Natataranta. There's this one scene in Notting Hill where he came from a magazine called Fox and Hound.
Yeah.
So there's a magazine called Bird and Dog.
Yeah.
So there's an award for it also, the best bird and the best dog.
Exactly.
So it's a swallow and a Japanese spitz.
Yeah, di ba? Yun nga talaga eh. Yun talaga yung ano dyan eh. Yun talaga yung ano eh. Oh, yun na yun. Yun na yun eh.
My best award for bird and dog.
Exactly. No, pero the thing is, isn't swallow...
Horse and hound pala. Sorry, not fox and hound. Yeah.
Yung swallow, hindi ba yun yung ginagamit sa soup? Yung bird's nest.
Bird's nest. Yung...
That's actually the swallow's spit. It's their saliva.
Is it a swallow's spit?
It's a swallow. If I'm not mistaken.
I'm not sure what bird
spit
they use.
Yun. Yung laway nila ginagawang nest.
Yeah.
And that's the same thing that they get in Palawan, in the caves, to turn into bird's nest soup. So technically, you're eating laway of bird.
Wow, you're such a ornithologist.
Ornithologist.
That's what I said.
No, that's not.
No, what that's what
said.
I said. Ornithologist.
No,
ornithologist.
Ornithologist.
That's what I said. Ornithologist.
Ay, grabe ka.
Why?
Whatever.
It's like saying white.
White.
Ornithologist.
White?
What?
Okay, sige. The top 10 funny awards. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us by twitter.com/rx931. Include our hashtags, hashtag the morning rush and hashtag fake awards, funny awards.
Oh, there are other bird types pala.
Yeah.
Like, tit babbler.
Yeah.
There's also the flower peckers.
That's true.
And
there's the woodpeckers then.
Yeah, and then
the
there's another one. Medyo ako yung naglalabo yung mata ngayon.
Ganon.
Can you read it, please?
Ganon.
It's highlighted.
Rush.
I can't really see it eh.
Hindi ko rin makita.
Talaga?
Kapuwing din ako.
Talaga? Hindi mo makita? Hindi mo makita, Chico?
Hindi ko rin makita.
Pero sige, lapit-lapit na sa'yo.
Parang
eh.
Water rooster.
Oo, parang
water rooster.
Alright, okay. Let's end with that.
Okay.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today, courtesy of 4 Rene Boy.
Now before we do that, let's just greet a couple of people who
yes,
are
please.
Tuned in. Ken Corot saying happy birthday to Vermilion Cruz. Happy birthday to you. To ako si Poklong, belated happy birthday. That's coming from Angeli Desu and a lot of other people. So belated happy birthday to you, Poklong. Also, Alan Ruiz says, hey, the summary of the results for the karate tournament.
Oh, yeah?
Patrick, Michael, and Kyra, total of 32 new trophies.
Wow.
4 grand champions.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Are you?
Congratulations.
How could you win so many in one tournament?
Sure.
Wow.
Also, Butter Baby just says, pati kay tatay, belated happy birthday. Lucian Cruz just says, good morning to all the three, to all of us, and to everybody else who's tuned in. Good morning. Enzo Rick is also celebrating his birthday today, so happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Enzo Reque.
Enzo Reque.
Yeah,
okay.
That's how we were supposed
to. Hey, Poklong's asking for a belated birthday greeting from call center guy.
Is this a Poklong?
Bye-bye! Bye-bye, call center guy!
Bakit ka na si call center guy? Parang tayo na lang! Please!
I wonder if, if you're held accountable for a split personality.
That's not me!
That's someone else!
Siya yung ano inyo, ikulong niyo.
Wag ako.
Not me.
Wag po ako.
Wag po.
No, I'm sure what he meant was folk. Long.
Hindi, si Poklong nga eh. May PNH defect. Happy and fee.
Sige, huwag mo nang palitan.
Okay.
Kaya hindi na
happy birthday na lang. Happy birthday.
Let's also say hello to Nomus O1, who says hello to Zaffy Licious, to Angel Rain, Cherry the Great, I Love Lorian, Krabby Licious, Random Tony, Dying Girl, and Butter Baby. Let's also say hello to Haha Hans, who's just asking for a greet to himself. Renzo Boy 06 saying hello to the UN Avenue staff, namely Jap, Mai Mai, Tess, Divine, Suyin, Manny, and Milo. Good morning. Last one for now, Boku Life is saying hello to Joan Marie and Spice Snow and to the other second year med students tuned in to the Morning Rush while reviewing. So hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, talking about Kim was saying good morning to the recipient of the Best Girlfriend Award, April.
Nox.
Coco Hernandez says, this one goes out to the one I love. Better Half Award.
Nice naman.
Malandian.
Oo nga.
So there you go.
Alright, Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 funny awards. Thank you for any boy. Let's start off with Dine Girl, the Joker Award.
Okay.
Yung mga mahilig itago ang tunay na nararamdaman by putting on a fake smile.
Parang ikaw.
O yung lagi nagpapatawa. O hindi ko naman inaano eh. Hindi ko naman tinatago.
That's the big difference. Hindi ko sa bagay. No?
Hindi ko tinatago.
You don't really make
yeah. Oh, oh. Diba?
Kasi what's the point? Nakikita rin naman nila kahit anong gawin ko.
Oo. Sa likod ng ngiti ko. Ang luha sa likod ng mga ngiti.
Eh, laki kasi ng mata mo. Kita-kita yung luha mo.
Malaki din yung pata. Parang yung mga sa, parang sa mga anime.
Sa anime.
Actually, di ba yung anime, malalaki mata. Oh, wait. Yeah. I was going to ask you. Don't you find it so weird? Ano to, no connect to the top 10. Don't you just find it so weird? Di ba, you pee in a urinal, right?
Okay.
And then people can... You're okay with people seeing you pee in a urinal. Because usually it's out there, right?
Not, what do you mean out there?
No, I mean like when you're peeing in a urinal and there are people in the bathroom.
Okay.
In the public toilet. It's okay, right? Pero di ba the moment you're peeing in a toilet bowl inside a cubicle tas nakabukas yung door, you feel like you need to close it.
I don't.
You don't have that thing?
No.
I find it so weird.
What I find weird is when the urinals don't have the side covers.
Yeah, I mean that's a given. Kasi, okay, like when you're peeing, tapos there are people, all they see naman is your back.
Yeah.
So it's okay,
I'm
right?
I'm fine with that.
Pero for some reason, ako, like if I'm, like when you're here in our bathroom.
Okay.
If I were peeing in the urinal, it's okay if people walk in. But if I'm peeing in the toilet bowl with the door open and somebody goes in, I feel the need to close it.
You know why?
It's weird.
With the urinal, it has a sort of built-in... It gives you the illusion of cover.
Yeah?
Because it's on the... It's medyo parang pa-letter U.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It covers the side of your...
Like there, it's like a... It's cup.
Your thingy.
It's
like yeah, cup. It's like a cup, but with a toilet bowl.
Hindi, pero...
It's obviously so far off.
No, pero in our bathroom, all you see rin naman is your back. But somehow you feel the need to like close the door.
I don't know. Maybe you're just an exhibitionist. Maybe you need to.
I need to close the door, nga. Eh.
Hindi, but like you feel more comfortable in a urinal where everyone else can see you.
Hindi rin eh. Back rin naman yun eh. You won't
see. Hindi mo na sarado yung pinto. Oh.
What do you mean?
Why don't you just close the damn door?
No, I mean, I'm just saying, parang kunyari. Because we're not supposed to lock it, diba? If you're just peeing. So
what? Why? Why are you not supposed to lock it when you're just
so
peeing?
That somebody can, let's say, somebody has to do number two. They can enter the bathroom and go to the
oh,
toilet.
I locked it.
Hala, you're not supposed to lock it.
I'm just peeing. It takes like what?
Yeah,
less than a minute.
But still.
Maghintay ka.
But anyway, you don't have that pala.
No, I don't.
Akala ko everyone has that.
I'm fine with, as long as it's... As long as my back lang yung nakikita.
Yeah, yeah, back yeah. lang.
I'd rather.
Ako, I have that.
But I'd rather pee in a toilet than a urinal.
Yeah.
Because like with urinals, I've had bad experiences.
Hindi, pero diba with toilet, parang you still close the door.
I don't.
Ah, you don't?
Because when I close the door, you touch the handle. And imagine...
No, with your foot lang, I just nudge it close.
No, but if you're gonna lock it.
Ah, well, yeah.
Kasi diba imagine, like, when, especially for guys, when you pee, you know, obviously you have to whip it out.
Yeah.
And then you whip it back in.
Mm.
And then you unlock the door.
Yeah.
So therefore, it's like you touch... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's why I don't hold...
Hello, when you shake hands, mali mo kung ano huli niyang hawak.
Yeah, pero at least... You sort of assume and hope na lang that... Assume and hope that...
assume.
Presume kasi dapat sasabihin ko eh. You hope and assume that, you know, they wash their hands. But with that... They have no chance to wash their hands at all.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Okay. Perfect for germaphobes like
I know.
Me. Yogi Ben
so now
says,
you know.
Best paasa, the Mayans.
Kala mo
yeah,
end of the
kala
world
mo
na.
End of the world na. ODH says, Patola Award. Para sa mga patol ng patol sa mga tweets ng mga tao. Kasi diba like, kunyari you're annoyed with a tweet. You can just be annoyed with it and move on.
Or unfollow them.
Yung iba, kailangan mag-tweet din sila.
Yeah.
Papatulan pa nila yung tweets na hindi nila gusto. Camilo says, best screenplay or original screenplay. Para sa'yo, biro mo nakabuo ka ng malaking kwento sa kaunting nalalaman mo.
Nox.
Di ba may mga taong
yeah.
Yeah.
Na parang they don't really know a lot. Kala mo sobrang close nila or whatever.
Camilo says, best visual effects. Para doon sa mga taong nakapormang mayaman, kahit maliit ang pondo. Pero for me, props to those people.
Yeah.
It means they have very good taste.
Yeah.
Kasi even if they're buying not expensive stuff, they can make it look expensive.
Make it look expensive.
Mas kawawa naman yung puro genuine yung mga gamit
pero
nila.
But it looks basura. Fake. Basura, yeah.
Diba?
And, you know, you can't fault them for looking
expensive.
Looking proper, looking decent.
Diba? Yeah. If they look rich,
they're good for you.
With very small budget, oh my gosh, that's a talent.
Yeah.
Ugly Kid Joey says, best santol in a most appetizing yet non-edible role.
So who does that award go to?
Yung mga wax fruits na akala mo totoo, yung pala fake.
Uh-huh.
Non-edible.
Wala pa akong nagigitan ganun na santol.
Uy, ayun nga ang problema. Kasi usually,
yun ang problema, kulang. Dapat dinadamihan yan.
Di ba laging grapes, plastic grapes?
Grapes or apples or bananas or and oranges.
Yeah. They should have for santol.
Vegetables, how come they never come up with that? Like mga talong.
Eh kasi you don't display it, not like fruit.
Bechay.
You don't display it nga.
Why don't you? Like, what's to say that, you know, vegans out there don't want to display their vegetables in their homes?
Plus, it's not ready to...
Plus, I'm sure it comes in handy.
True. For some things. Ako si Poklong says, strawberry award.
Okay.
Yung mga pa-sweet pero sip-sip. Pero parang right. Straw, sip-sip ka. So, very straw, strawberry.
Oh, speaking of straws, can I just share this? So... ticked off the other day.
Yeah.
So I ordered a float from one of the establishments here in Ortigas.
Yeah.
And so there's this no straw rule every Friday.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, but really, I'm drinking a float. That's really hard to do without a straw.
Without a straw.
And they're like, yeah, we don't really have straws on Friday. So we can give you a plastic spoon instead. And I'm in my head, I'm like, you're doing the no straw campaign to avoid
plastic.
Using plastic. But you give me a plastic spoon which contains more plastic than the straw.
Than the straw.
It just doesn't make any sense.
Dapat no plastic.
Yeah, no plastic whatsoever. Or, you know, you only
get... A wooden straw.
Do they have that?
A paper straw. A wooden straw. A paper straw. Ang bigat na.
Diba, I just don't understand it. Yeah. Like,
well, medyo ano
and
lang.
There are really certain drinks that you cannot drink without a straw.
Well, not naman you cannot drink, pero mas masarap.
Yeah.
Kasi you can. Like, yeah, a float.
Pero why give a plastic spoon? At ganun din yun. Yeah. Di sana straw na lang binigay mo.
Pero they should revive maybe a harder paper straw. Have you ever tried paper straws?
No.
Kaya lang parang, yung paper straws, if you bite the tip, di ba, some people just suck
di ba? On it, ah.
Pero others kasi, they tend to bite. If you bite...
That's bad.
If you bite the tip kasi,
that's bad kasi.
Nagsasara.
Oh.
So after a while, wala ka na mukhang liquid.
Oh.
I mean, you're sucking and there's nothing. But if you don't bite,
if you're patient, it will last. And if you're not very gigil.
Yeah. If you're just, kasi some people kasi drink slow eh. So nagiging soggy na yung paper. Pero if you drink fast.
So nagiging limp. Yung paper straw.
Ay, Gino, boy!
What, the paper straw? If it's wet, obviously, what will happen? It won't be firm anymore.
It will be soggy. The term is soggy.
Limp.
No, yeah. Soggy.
What's the difference?
Big difference.
Why?
You don't use it for
straw. Okay, let's Google the word limp.
Sige.
And let's see what comes out. Okay?
Mm.
A definition of limp.
Yeah.
It's all about the leg, eh.
Like ah, the, limp like pilay.
Mm.
Not limp as in...
As in what?
Nakalaylay.
Wait.
Eh, parehong lay.
Lacking firm texture, substance, or structure. Mm. Therefore, if the straw which was once firm is not firm anymore, it is... limp.
Mm.
Oh.
I didn't say you couldn't use that. Sinabi ko, I already said soggy. Kailangan mo pa sabihing limp.
Eh, what's... Why? I have a different vocabulary. Why are you hating on my vocabulary?
Diba? Whatever, Gina boy. Oh, ay, may nagda-doorbell. Kinukuha ka na.
Pero una ka daw.
Mag-cellmates daw tayo. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 funny awards comes from Cristiano Reynaldo.
Cristiano Reynaldo says,
Best Indie Award. Para sa mga hindi naliligo, hindi nagte-toothbrush, at hindi nagte-deodorant. The Best Indie Award.
Yung mga hindi mabango.
Hindi mabango. Hindi kaaya-aya ang
amoy. Ay, naku.
All right, so the top 10 funny awards, Key and RX, space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Funny Awards.
Hey, let's say hi to Cookie. She's tuned
Hello,
in.
Hello, Cookie.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I hope what with what you texted me, I hope that actually pushes through because I see a lot of sense in it.
Yeah.
Besides, she just shares the same sentiment that I have with a plastic straw thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
No. No worries. I won't read it on air.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. The Morning Rush.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush. Part 3. La 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 la.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Men, 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 manly men, 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 manly men, men, men,
men, men.
And the top.
Wait.
Grabe. Wala. Hindi pa rin chisim. Bumibuwan
na pa. Grabe, grabe.
Bumibuwan na pa lang.
Grabe ka. Okay.
Go.
Yes, wait. The top 10, courtesy of poor Rene Boy. You can tell we're a little stressed. The top 10 funny awards. Let's start off with... let's start off with For Rene Boy, Best in Foursquare Award.
Okay.
Yung mga taong laging nagche-check-in. Quote-unquote, check-in.
Bakit may quote-unquote?
Wala naman. Kasi sinabi niya eh. So, lalagyan mo ng quote.
Alam mo yung tumatawid tayo ng sabay.
Bigla ka mo kong tinutulak. OMG and says Yellow Award. Not yellow, ha? Yellow.
Yung ice. Bloke ng yellow.
Yellow Award. Para sa mga taong masarap ihampas sa pader. Di ba yung yellow pag nasa plastic, tapos gusto mo siyang
i- and you wanna break it into smaller pieces, yeah.
Bababa Bambin says, The Favoritism Award. Di ba lahat tayo merong friend na sobra kong maka-favorite ng tweets?
Yeah.
Yun talagang in a day, nakakailang favorite siya.
Right.
It actually, ako, I don't find anything wrong with it. I mean, they're just appreciative.
I guess so.
Pero siguro if you're
so how can you favorite so many things? Ang dami mo namang favorite.
Kasi well, diba parang when you say... ka.
Oh, I guess so.
Diba?
Yeah.
Ako si Poklong says, The Bombshell Award.
Hmm.
Yung mga hot girls, pero kung makautot, daig pa yung maton.
Oh.
Kaya bombshell. But
why
I'm sure there
it?
Are. I'm sure there are. You know, one time I was in...
Do I really want to find out?
No. I think Sweden. But one of those like really cold countries.
Okay.
And then it was sunny. So I was like, big deal. And then our tour guide was saying, no, you don't understand. We have like 9 months of...
Of darkness
and winter. So even the summer, the quote-unquote warm months, you hardly see the sun go full blast.
Yeah.
At most, it's like... It looks like the afternoon. Parang
gloomy afternoon, yeah.
So when the sun really comes out, seriously, Gino Boy.
Okay.
Naked in the park. As in frontal nudity naked. They're sunbathing.
Santo.
If I'm not mistaken, because we went to two, Sweden and Norway. I don't know which one. But so one of them.
Wait, who's Sweden?
The family.
Okay.
I was young then. Tapos,
you were young and innocent.
Imagine him. So there was a park, no? So I was like, okay, I wanna sunbathe too. You know, we do this a lot in the Philippines.
Okay.
So
nagubad ka rin.
No. So higa ako.
Mm.
Tapos, close my eyes. Tapos, I just felt this, like as if somebody was strangling me. Like a choking sensation.
Okay.
Hindi ako makahinga. Talagang, it's as if a blanket of baho.
Oh.
Like enveloped me. Yeah. And when I look to my right, the bench next to my right, may umupo na, seriously, siguro, like a supermodel. The most beautiful woman you have ever seen.
Whoa.
As in beautiful, tapos nice body, completely naked, and mas mabaho pa sa kanal.
Wow.
No, because apparently nga, because it's so cold, they really don't take a bath.
They really don't take a bath. So the minute that there's the sun.
Super gorgeous.
Wow.
Pero talagang grabe.
Pero feeling ko hindi ko kaya patulan yun.
Hindi talaga, Gino. Oh. I'm telling you. No matter what, pag lumapit ka na, tas ganun kalakas yung amoy, grabe talaga.
Man.
I promise you. Kaya,
sana pinicturan mo na lang. Para at least, diba? I can't even smell it through the photo. Diba?
Wala pang mga cellphone.
Kaka-invento pa lang ng camera.
wala mga cellphone. What more a cellphone with a camera? John Uber says, best in special offer. May friend akong bading, ang galing mang pick up line at manggayuman ng lalaki. So best in special offer.
Best in special
lagi
offer.
Lagi siyang may special offer. Cristiano Reynaldo says, best supporting director. Para to sa isang director na laging sinasama ang kanyang boyfriend sa lahat ng mga movies. And the top funny award comes from That Guy Mark Dex.
That Guy Mark Dex says,
the Early Bird Award for people who come too early. Yung, di ba minsan nakakainis din yun?
Oh,
yung parang, alam mo, hindi ako late, ah. Oh, maaga ka lang.
Kunwari, nag-invite ako sa party ko. Oh. Sa bahay ko yung party.
Oh, di ba?
Tapos yung party, 9 o'clock.
Oh, let's
tapos
say, I came too early.
Oh, ng mga 7:30. Mapipikon ako sa iyo.
Kasi
lang,
minsan, naliligo ka pa, nagpe-prepare ka pa tapos, ng food, tapos nando na ako.
Oh,
so, you know, sometimes people coming too early
is a bad
just
thing.
As bad as people coming late.
You should always come when you're expected to na.
Yun. But, you know, what's even worse than coming too early? People who don't even come at all.
Actually, that's
kasi,
bad.
Parang nang-injan ka.
Oy.
Sabi mo, a-attend ka sa party diba? Ko, tapos hindi ka naman pala pumunta. Bad
parang
trip ka.
Nakakapikon eh.
Nakakapikon
no?
Yun.
Oo.
Oh. Tsaka nakakabitin. Kasi, hindi, kasi parang, I wanted you
parang
at my party.
Oh, tapos sometimes, pero,
you're not even there.
Minsan naman kasi hindi naman nila choice. Parang kunwari, unforeseen circumstances, di ba?
Masabagal.
I'm sure that after that, na parang, you know, they like, kunwari, they wanted to come.
Pag masyado kang stress.
They wanted to come to the party. That, yeah. So parang, ikaw naman, parang, as the person who didn't get to go to the party, who didn't come to the party, you feel blue.
Oh, that's true. Hindi kasi, alam mo, one reason why most people parang they don't wanna, you know, come to your party. You kasi minsan there's too much pressure. If you're pressured right. to, di ba, parang I'm pressured to come to your party, parang tuloy, I can go at all.
Oh, hindi, tsaka minsan kasi,
di ba?
Nasa ano rin yan eh, parang it's a state of mind.
It is.
Na parang sometimes, they're just not mature enough.
Minsan nga, the more you want to come to the party, the more ka hindi mag...
Hindi, tsaka parang yun nga, na parang sometimes they're just not mature. Kasi mature people make decisions na parang, oh, I'm coming to the party.
Pero if pag
so,
ano ha?
So sometimes, pre-maturity, hindi pa sila nakakapag-decide masyado na parang...
And the feeling ko nga yung mga hindi pa mature, yun yung mga... maaga silang dumadating.
Kasi wala pang experience.
wala pang experience.
Hindi pa masyado pupunta ng party.
Alam mo kasi na yung mga... You know which types of people
mga over
come too early? The one who are too excited. The ones who are too excited.
Yeah.
Kasi parang party!
Party!
Woo-hoo! So sabi mo, come at 7. 6:30
they're
pa lang.
They're easily excitable kasi.
Oo. Mm-hmm. Okay, so there you go. The top 10 funny awards. Just Key and RX. Spacer entries.
Del, balik ka na. Del, balik ka na.
Alam mo yung anarchy, walang pulis.
Oh, pag wala
kaya yung mga masasamang loob.
Yung mga kabayong nakawala sa ano yun, sa pen?
Sa koral.
Sa koral ba?
Sa koral.
Oh, it's not so sa pen.
Sa pen? Sa koral pen
check
yun.
Sa Manila pen.
Sa Manila pen. Mga horse. Mga horses.
That's right. We are
mga
like
horses. Nga eh. Mga horses. Kasi nga, sabi mo mga kabayo sa
kabayo. So we're a horse.
Ano ba?
Oh, ewan ko sa'yo. Oh, sakto pa naman yung pen nasa mga ati.
And the top 10 funny awards. Key in RX, space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag funny awards.
Hey, what's up to Ariana, student?
Hi, nako. Hello, everyone.
Did you meet her? Because you met Khalil.
No, because he was okay. There for a job. He was Prince Zen. He was dressed up like a prince.
I would have killed to see that, but
yeah,
anyway.
Yeah, I should have. You know what? I should have taken a picture of him in
the other half of the Kalukis.
Prince drag.
Nobody has been in many, many costumes before.
Yeah, I know.
So anyway.
But they were all acting.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX 93.1.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Let's do the, you know, update you on what's number one in the U.S. box office. Actually, North American. Comedy Identity Thief. Identity Thief.
Why must you stammer on these syllables?
Comedy Identity Thief. Snatched.
No, I like the way you said it earlier. Much better.
Identity Thief. Snatched. No, it did. It snatched the weekend box office title in the United States and Canada. During
it had a firm grasp of...
I'm telling you. During its third weekend in theaters. Narrowly beating the new action movie Snitch as Hollywood focused on Sunday evening's Academy Awards ceremony.
So it snatched it from
Snitch.
From Snitch.
Oh, it snatched it from Snitch. Because it was number one. Does it went down? Does it went up again? That's rare.
So, okay.
The Identity Thief.
Right.
Now, Identity Thief, starring Melissa McCarthy, grabbed 14 million in ticket sales from Friday to Sunday. Snitch, featuring Dwayne Johnson, finished a close second with 13 million. The animated offering Escape from Planet Earth took in 11 million to finish third in its second week in theaters. Now, the win was the second for Identity Thief, which led the charts when it debuted February 8th and finished in second place a week ago. Now, Identity Thief has collected 93.7 million at the North American box office. Very close to the 100 million mark. Now,
so let me get this straight. It came in second, and then it went back.
No, it was number one.
Okay.
It went down to number two, and then now it's back at number one.
Persistent,
huh? Diba usually when a movie goes down, that's it. Papaba na yun. But very few lucky ones.
Umangat ulit. Just when you thought it was going down.
And Snitch stars Dwayne Johnson, formerly known as
The Rock.
The Rock.
He's
as
still
a father.
The Rock.
But now he's now, what do you call that? Credited as Dwayne Johnson.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It stars Johnson as a father who goes undercover to clear his son.
Getting talaga ni Johnson.
To keep him out of jail after he is wrongly accused of drug dealing. Susan Sarandon and Jeremy Barrett. Jeremy Barrett! Ano ba? Gino boy, grabe ka ha? Brat, ano ba? That's his name.
I know. It's such a funny name because it's Brat. You are such a brat.
Grabe ha?
So it's
Benjamin
Brat. It stars Dwayne Johnson.
And Benjamin Brat.
Brat.
Ay, nako. Ay. And, okay, the weekend's other new movie, low-budget horror flick, Dark Skies, collected 8.9 million to debut in sixth place. The movie stars Kerry Russell.
Okay.
Felicity. As a mother working to protect her children from alien invaders. That looks interesting.
Are there probes involved?
Diba, it was made by the same company as Paranormal Activity.
Okay.
Nice. Okay, so there you go. That was a weird box office news bit.
What an odd
Identity snatched.
See Dwayne Johnson.
See Benjamin Brad. So, grabe. Okay, so there you go. The final news bit for today. But don't worry, you know, Rico and Fran will give you more updates later on. But for now, you're still on The Morning Rush with your Kikay Barkada, only here on Manila's hottest, Monts Radio RX 93.1. La 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 la.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monts Radio RX 93.1, and we've got our top 10 for today, courtesy of, let's see here, courtesy of For Any Boy, the top 10 funny awards. Let's start off with John Uber, best in behavioral science. Yung mga friends ko na nag-iibang ugali kapag lasing. Diba?
Right.
And you're like, look at this behavior. I have never seen him
it's
like
this. It's actually really fun to observe people when they're getting drunk.
Actually, Actually, no?
I mean...
Balita ko. Sabi mo, si Dre. Nag-iiba pag...
I am bound by the flatmate rule.
By the rules of secrecy.
Rules of secrecy by the flatmate contract. And, ikaw! Nakakaaliw kang panoorin.
Oh, yeah? Hindi.
No, seriously. You are such a friendly person. You're so,
now you know why I don't drink coffee.
You're so accommodating.
Really?
Yes. You're such a pleasant... You have such a pleasant personality whenever we're drinking.
Actually, some situations that are presented to me, I sometimes wish I had something to drink.
Kasi, I'm sure you do. No, kasi
I would have been... I would have had the right things to say.
Extra warm towards people?
Yes.
You're very... You're very hands-on with the situation.
I must say.
You're very hands-on with the situation.
Cristiano Ronaldo says, best procrastinator of the year. Lani Misalucha.
Bakit?
Kasi kinakanta niya, bukas na lang kita mamahalin.
Mamahalin na ba kita?
Bukas na lang.
Bukas na lang. Tapos pagdating na, bukas na lang.
Adariel says, Judy Ann Santos Award. Yung mga ang outlook sa buhay, feeling nila lagi silang inaapi. Di ba may taong ganun? They always feel like the victim.
I mean, this is, of course, the roles that Judy Ann Santos portrays.
Yeah, not Judy Ann Santos herself, but I mean, the roles she popularized.
Ewan ko nga ba eh, kasi parang...
Parang ikaw.
Excuse me?
Lagi kang, ay naku, ito talaga mga co-host ko inaapi.
Eh, totoo naman eh.
Ang grabe ka rin kaya mang asar.
Bumabawi lang ako sa inyo.
Hindi.
You know what?
Mo, it's the other way
if
around.
If you don't do it to
kami
me,
ang bumabawi sa'yo.
Do unto others what you want others to do unto you.
Anong unto you?
Ano?
Parang nakapato.
No, ano?
Unto.
Unto you.
Not onto.
Oo. Hindi, ganun na rin yun. Parang mas gusto ko yung version ko.
Actually,
parang mas fun.
Bababa Bambin says, pinakamabentang Karinderia Award. Ay, bahala na kayo. Sino man nanalo niyan?
Hindi, kasi maraming kumakain sa Karinderia na yun.
Yeah. Oh, so, lalo lagi silang bukas.
Oo oh, naman.
Sa lahat ng gusto
tapos, kasalanan ba nila kung masarap yung pagkain? Pinapakain ba? Oo. Diba?
OMG Ann says, yung nung nagpaulan ng kagandahan sa langit, absent ka award.
No interpretation needed.
Nope. Earl MFAO says, best child actor award. Yung mga namamalimos na bata na mas mukha ka pang pulubi kesa sa kanila.
Mas mukha ka pang dukha kesa
mas
sa kanila.
Mas maputi sila, mas cute, mas malinis. You know, because like one time, Christmas.
Yes.
There's this near our village. The street right outside. Pag nag-drive ka dun, pag Christmas time, you won't see the usual, kasi it's rife with street kids.
Okay.
Pero pag Christmas, like siguro doble yung number of street kids. Tapos makikita mo talaga, kids that you would probably find inside the village are out there asking for money. And the way they move, their clothes, they don't look like beggars at all.
So are they from inside your village?
No, I don't think so naman. But I mean, they're not like beggars. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Siguro naisip nila, hey, it's Christmas. Walang siguro, feeling ko nga, may school yung mga yan eh. Kaya lang, they're on vacation.
They're on vacation, so might as well.
Riam says,
next year, next year, nandun na ako.
Ano ka na, no? Riam says,
mas mataba ka pa sa akin. Sarami ka pa kinakain sa akin.
Kasi meron, ha?
Ah, yeah.
They're really like plump.
No, but the thing is, here's what not a lot of people... realize in situations like this is just because you're fat doesn't mean
you
eat
have,
a lot.
Yeah,
you're just
right.
not eating the
or
right
that if,
kind of
yeah, meat. If you're doesn't mean you don't have anything to eat.
Yeah.
Diba? Riam says, best interviewer award. Yung sa casting couch.
Ano yan?
Diba? Yung kasi... Yung,
huh? Ano yan? Ano yan? Huh?
Yung mga talent scout.
Okay.
They interview wannabe actors and actresses for TV movie roles
talaga?
And commercial roles.
Okay.
It's called a casting couch.
Do you watch a lot of this? Are you interested in the development of future actors and actresses?
Hindi naman. Yung mga trailer lang.
Mga snippets lang nung interview. I forward usually to the good part.
Usually umpisa tsaka yung huli.
Ay, nako.
Actress person says, best actor award. Yung mga construction worker na inaabangan mong maligo pagkatapos nilang ipukpok ang kanilang mga martilyo. Martilyo. Yeah. Kaya Thor, kasi diba
nag-hammer sila.
And Steven Soul says, for the best, merong award for the best moderators. Okay. Yung mga chat room, ng mga whatever. The Mod Awards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They award the different kinds of moderators. Mm-hmm. The mods, different mods. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Shenong says, the Usain Bolt Award. Para sa pinakamabilis tumakbong snatcher sa Quiapo.
The Usain Bolt.
Talo pa nila si Usain Bolt.
Ay, nako.
And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 funny awards comes from Chenong.
Chenong says,
best Boy Scout.
Okay.
But we're not talking about the Boy Scouts.
Maghanap ng boys.
Magaling mag-scout ng boys. Yung mga Becky na taga-scout ng boy.
Sweet. Tignan mo yan.
3 o'clock, 3 o'clock. Tapos na fast forward. Magkasama tayo. Tapos maririnig ng mga taong sa paligid natin. Gino boy, 3 o'clock.
Ganon din pala.
Mga boy scout.
Ay, nako.
Alright, so one final batch. If you want to join us for the top 10 funny awards, just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us by twitter.com/RX931. Include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Funny Awards.
Alright.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX93.1.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush. Part 4.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. I swear, I wish I was able to get to all the entries. There's just so many really good ones. The top 10. The top 10 funny awards. Thank you to 4NA Boy because the Oscars ongoing,
exactly.
If I'm not mistaken.
But see, that's what the hashtag is for.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to check it out, even after the show, you can still just click on the hashtag and you'll find out all the other good entries.
Diba? Right. So let's start off with the Drix. The Kung Makaasta Akala Mo Malaking Sasakyan Award goes to motorcycle driver.
Actually, that's true.
I have a new pet peeve. Yung the bicycles. Alam mo, they really think...
Cyclists?
Yeah. They really think they don't have to follow the rules. Especially in the morning. There's this specific stoplight. I swear. Every time go
really
ka na, tuloy-tuloy sila. Tapos pag yung binusinahan mo sila, syempre magugulat sila. Magagalit pa sila sa'yo.
Yeah. When they're like, supposed to be following the rules.
Stop!
Yeah.
You're stopped.
You are still in a vehicle.
Exactly. And I wanna like go down and say, look, I don't wanna fight, but actually, I wanna tell you, you know what? When your light says red, it means you stop.
Yeah.
Because where go? Ay, nako. So frustrating. Let's see here. OMGN says, the I could remove 90% of your beauty with a tissue award.
Kasi puro makeup.
It's all makeup.
Yeah.
And let's see here. Cristiano Reynaldo says, the amoy naphthalene, the amoy mothballs na binudburan ng paminta award goes to you for overstaying inside the closet.
Which reminds me, I have an idea.
What?
I had like this brilliant idea,
okay,
which I came up with yesterday while I was eating.
Mm-hmm.
Like most of my brilliant ideas.
Yes.
That's brilliant.
Because that's when you're at your happiest.
When you're eating. I'll tell you off air.
Okay.
Remind me.
Okay. Jubeth Leasing says, best in proofreading. Yung mga katabi mo sa jeep na binabasa yung text mo. Habang nagte-text ka or habang binabasa mo yung text na pinadala sa'yo.
But sometimes I'm kind of guilty of this. Not because I want
sometimes
to find out.
Sometimes you don't
out,
mean to, eh,
yeah,
diba?
Not because you want to find out what they're texting, but it's just like parang...
There's nothing
know,
to do.
You know when, like, let's just say you're driving and then you see a street sign. Chances are what will happen is you'll read it.
Yeah.
Because,
parang
you know,
automatic.
It's recognizable.
Yeah.
In the same way na parang, kunwari, parang tumitingin ka lang sa left mo tapos makita ka ng text. Parang...
Lalo yung biglang nag-light up yung screen.
Yeah, exactly. Because it catches your attention in the first place and then you start to read it because it's something you understand.
Okay, let's say, hindi mo kilala yung katabi mo and then they react like, oh, shoot. While reading a text.
Oh.
Siyempre, kung mapapa... Ay, bakit?
Tapos, diba, kunwari, yung girlfriend mo, nagbanyo, tapos nakita mo yung telepono doon, bubuksan mo, titignan mo, kasi parang, wala, natatala ka lang.
Tapos, yung instantly lang, yung sa girl, yung nag-text doon sa girlfriend mo, parang ang nag-pop out, hindi mo naman minimintot, it's nakalagay, secret lover.
Oh, yun!
Siyempre, mapapatingin ka.
Sino kaya to? I wonder what this is.
Tapos nakalagay doon sa heading, magkita tayo mamaya pagtulog na yung boyfriend mo.
Oh, hindi mo naman talaga minimin.
Hindi mo naman minimin, di ba? Pero mapapatingin ka. Camilo says, Best Silent Actor Award for me kasi hindi ko maamin sa'yo yung matindi kong pag-ibig.
Ay, nako. You know, take the leap.
Yeah, I know. Yung labi. Kunin
hindi,
mo yung labi.
Dahon.
Yung dahon.
Take the leap from the tree.
Custer Winston says, Best Actress in a Mother Role. Yung babaeng manliligaw mo na parang nanay kong makaalala at makacare sa'yo. Obviously, these are, you know, alam mo yung, obviously, the guy's not really interested.
Yeah.
If not, siya yung manliligaw. So, it's the girl na nanliligaw.
Na nanliligaw.
Tapos sobra maka, oh, kumusta ka na? Kumain ka na ba?
Kumain ka na ba?
Yung sobra makaalaga na parang you sort of like jump from possible girlfriend to mother.
Exactly.
And it's not
attractive.
I mean,
obviously, that's something that you don't want.
And it's not attractive to a lot of guys. Diba? Yeah. Yung parang, don't take care of me too much. Because it's
I mean, we want to be taken care of.
But not to the point that you get reminded of your mother.
Mm-mm.
Yung kulit na yung...
Unless never ka inalagaan ng nanay mo.
Oh, that's true.
Because that's a whole different issue. Yeah.
Madmat Mark says, Best Oscar Award to you. Pero Oscar as in Oscar the Grouch. Grouchy ka na, mukha ka pang basura. Custer Winston says, Best Picture. Yung picture mo 15 years ago na hanggang ngayon, profile pic mo pa rin.
Aww.
I saw this trailer.
What?
Well, actually, there are two guys.
Oh.
Pero still, nevertheless, better there are two guys. Tapos nag-EB sila after, you know, flirting online. Tapos nakita nung isang guy, yung isa, sobrang hindi na niya kamukha. Tapos nag-argue sila kasi it's the first time they're seeing each other.
Okay.
And he's talking, but hey, you fooled me. And okay. The other guy says, no, that's me, but 5 years ago.
What is this trailer?
No, it's a real movie. It's a real movie. Uh-huh. I just saw that trailer.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Because it sounds like... parang feeling...
No, it's a very talky movie nga, na parang nag-argue sila na parang, is it cheating if it's you 5 years ago? But it's you.
Talaga? Feeling ko kasi yung plot na itong movie na to. So
ay, naku, ewan
nakita
kayo.
Sila, diba? Tapos parang, ah, kunwari ikaw to. Tapos ako yung... Kunwari tayong dalawa nakita.
Oh, sige.
So it's like, you're the one who had the profile pic that was like, you know, taken 5 years ago.
Oh.
So like, let's just say I see you. Mm. And I go like, oh, that's not your profile. That's not you on your profile picture.
I'm like, that's me 5 years ago.
Fine, I guess you'll have to do.
Ay! Yeah, hindi ganon. And then Custer Winston also says, the Morning Crush Award.
Mm.
Alam mo ba, the Morning Crush?
Bakit?
Kasi pag nakita mo siya sa umaga, good morning talaga.
Nice. I know what you mean.
Hamilcar says, Gym Rat Award. Tambay sa gym para makakita ng mga rat. Pabili Guy says,
Boo!
The Family Guy says, the Bangin Award goes to you. Kasi sa'yo ako nahulog.
Nax.
And OMGN says, Funniest Joke Award goes to my life.
Because my life is a joke.
Big joke. And the top funny award goes to Mashed Plutonium.
Mashed Plutonium says,
Best Visayan version of a top hit song.
Oh, what?
Yung Teach Me How to Doggy. Teach me how to doggy. Teach me how to doggy.
Chico!
What?
Nawala lang si Del ng
no!
Isang
no! No, kasi siya naman.
Dumi mo talagang tao.
Bakit? Teach me how to doggy nga eh.
Whatever. I know you're talking diba? About sex.
Whatever. Okay, thank you for joining us.
Alright, we gotta go.
It's been a Monday. Well, for the students at least, enjoy the vacation, the holiday.
Hey, before we go, can I just say hi to Ryan Alba and to his pregnant wife, May.
Hello.
Congratulations,
guys.
Good morning. Alright.
Okay, that's it.
We gotta go.
Yeah.
Okay, bye-bye. LiveWire coming up next. Robles and Fran, and we've got a special song to welcome Fran back.
Nah.
I wasn't gonna play.
What? You don't even know.
All right.
You'll just have to wait and see.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX 93.1.